This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed today. His final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at Nigam Bodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded state funeral at 11:45 a.m. In the morning, his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office from his residence, and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. Congress Working Committee, CWC, yesterday adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped the destiny of India. The resolution expressed commitment to uphold the former Prime Minister's values towards building more prosperous, united India, just as he envisioned. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party line yesterday paid their last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi. Later, in a video message, Mr. Modi said, "The nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh." The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that an era of economic reforms has ended with the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Congress leader Mohsina Kidwe also expressed grief over the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh. She said, "It is a deep sorrow to hear about the demise of Dr. Singh." Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh also expressed its condolences on the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet has expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded a state funeral. On the day of the state funeral, a half-day holiday will be declared in all the central government offices and CPSUs. The monthly per capita expenditure MPCE has increased by 9% in rural areas and around 8% in urban areas in 2023-24 from the level of 2022-23. According to the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey 2023-24, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the average MPCE in rural India has been estimated to be 4,122 rupees. The average MPCE in urban India has been estimated to be 6,996 rupees. Light to moderate rainfall lashed the various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas, leading to a drop in the temperature. Due to this, the cold conditions in the region have further intensified. IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh today. Rainfall is also expected over Delhi, southeast Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. IMD has forecast similar conditions over Vidarbha, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Gujarat today. It has also predicted dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are also expected in Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 days. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier yesterday dissolved the country's lower house of parliament to pave the way for snap elections on 23 February following the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's three-way coalition. In a speech in Berlin, Mr. Steinmeier said that in difficult times like now, stability requires a government capable of acting and reliable majorities in parliament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.